You might say something like, he's going to see his, if it's a girl, you would say he's going to see his
girl
or his
sweetheart. Right.
Do you have any other terms to show affection for a girl that a boy might use?
A loved one.
A boy comes home with lipstick on his collar. His little brother says, you've been
kissing.
Or another word, older fashioned term might be, you've been
necking.
Now, can you think of any others besides kissing and necking?
Making love.
If he asks her to marry him and she doesn't want him, what do you say she did to him? She did what?
She refused him.
Or she
said no.
But if she didn't turn him down, they went ahead and got
engaged.
And after that, they got
married.
Or
wed.
What are some other terms you might have used besides married or wed? They got
hitched.
Would you use that term? At a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is the
best man.
Can you think of any old-fashioned terms instead of best man that might be used? No? All right. What about the girl who stands with the bride? What is she?
Bridesmaid.
After a wedding, the boys in the neighborhood might gather around the couple's home and make all kinds of noise. You call it a
serenade.
Is it done to friends?
Yeah.
All right. Is it done only when one has been married? Is it ever done when one has been married before?
I don't know.
Do they still do this type of thing?
Not at home. They, after the ceremony, they take all those tin cans and all and tie them behind the cars and follow the wedding, the bride and groom, as far as they can, with the tin cans are flying behind the cars.
Mm-hmm. How long ago did they stop doing this?
It must have been a long time ago, because they tied cans behind Pat and Jack's car when they went to leave out.
Mm-hmm. That was what, about
19 years ago.
19 years. That's a pretty long time. If you were at home now, you might tell a friend that you saw someone that he knew. And this person you saw was in the city of Atlanta, so you would say to your friend, I saw John.
In Atlanta.
Now say, let's take the Browns for a minute, and let's say that they lived a few houses away. You might say they live
next door.
What if they lived a half mile? What would you say?
Down the road.
What would you call it if they lived on the other side of the mountain?
I don't know. I don't know anything about mountains.
What about if they lived on the other side of town, what would you say?
They live across town.
What about if they lived down in a valley or... I know this that you don't have mountains, but let's say they lived down from you.
Say they lived down the road.
What if they lived 10 or 20 miles away, what would you say?
They lived 20 miles from here.
What if you didn't know the distance, but that was all?
Way over yonder.
All right. What if they lived out of state? How would you say it?
Well, you'd say they live in Indiana.
Okay, you'd say the specific state. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about a lot of people, let's say that there was some trouble in town, you would say they didn't just arrest one of them, they arrested the
whole bunch.
Right. What else might you say instead of bunch? They arrested
all
the whole
caboodle.
Caboodle. Or the whole
gang.
All right. Let's talk for a minute about dances. What do young people like to go out to in the evenings where they move around on the floor?
They like to go dancing.
Do you have other terms besides dancing for that?
Frolicking.
All right. Any others? No? If you can think back for a minute, what kind of dancing do you remember when you were growing
up? Square dancing.
Any others?
Round dancing.
Can you think of any besides that?
The only kind I had.
Square dancing and
round dancing.